School uniforms.
A school uniform is a standard set of clothing children wear where they go to school. It might have a particular colour of trousers or skirt, jacket and tie, often with the crest of the school. A uniform can even be as simple as requiring collared shirts or restricting colour choices and limiting items students are allowed to wear. Originally, school uniforms were introduced to hide the social differences between students and to save parents from buying clothes as fashion to impress other people at school or to show how much more wealth they have than other people. Some children do not like uniforms because they are told what to wear. Wearing school uniforms is a practice that dates back to the reign of Henry VIII. It is believed that the Christ's Hospital School in London in 1552 was the first school to use a school uniform. Blue was chosen as the colour, being the cheapest dye. However, the earliest documented proof of institutionalised use of a standard academic dress dates back to 1222, when the then Archbishop of Canterbury ordered the wearing of the cappa clausa, a mantle sewn up in front, hiding armour and adornments underneath. Uniforms can be regarded as promoting social equality among students and school pride, but the practice has also been criticised, describing uniformity as characteristic of militarism. The decision as to whether to implement school uniform policy or not is a controversial one, and also polarised in some societies and countries. In countries such as the United Kingdom, South Africa, India, Sri Lanka, Indonesia, Malaysia, Thailand, Mexico, Colombia and Ghana, school children have to wear approved school uniforms that conform to the uniform policy of their respective school. In modern Europe, Britain and Ireland stand out as the only countries where school uniform is widely adopted by state schools and generally supported by national and local governments, although there is no legislation governing school uniform in Britain. In fact, some schools do not have a school uniform policy, and pupils and students are at liberty to dress in a way considered to be appropriate by themselves and their parents or guardians. In the United States, a movement toward using uniforms began when Bill Clinton addressed it in his 1996 State of the Union speech, saying, "If it means that teenagers will stop killing each other over designer jackets, then our public schools should be able to require their students to wear uniforms." However, not all states and school districts adhered, as school uniforms are seen by some as a violation of the First Amendment of the American Constitution, which guarantees the right to free expression and the right of parents to raise their children without government interference. And others thought that it imposes standards of masculinity and femininity from a very young age, limiting gender identity. In Japan, many schools have moved on from traditional military-style uniforms to more Western styles. White shirt, tie, blazer or sweater with school crest and tailored trousers, often not of the same colour as the blazer or sweater, for boys, and a white blouse, tie, blazer with school crest and tartan skirt for girls. The traditional sailor outfit for girls was introduced way back in 1921 by a college principal, Elizabeth Lee. It was modelled after the uniform used by the Royal Navy at the time, which Lee had noted when she went to Britain as an exchange student. Schools in the northeastern Brazilian city of Vitória da Conquista have taken their uniform policy a step further. Pupils in public schools are wearing chip-embedded T-shirts. These intelligent uniforms are embedded with locator chips that allow computers to automatically know whether pupils have arrived in school or not. If pupils do not turn up for school or classes, automated message is sent to inform the parents accordingly. The aim of the automated system is to curb absenteeism and class skipping.